hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
When you are a Christian and you live for God, there are a lot of things you take for granted. That's why people will look at your life and say that you've been hypnotized. Because no human being would do the things you do. Work hard for your money, go to church, and take that money, not to buy something for yourself, but put it in the offering basket or plate and let it go. Somebody's going to say, Are you sane? Because that is not the normal way to behave. Go to church. They are singing. And you're lifting up your hands. And you are talking. Your face is glowing. And you say, oh Lord Jesus, I love you. They say, look at you, look at you. Are you normal? Where is Jesus that you love? You go out there. You want to live. You want to do right. You want to forgive your enemies. You want to do all these things. They are not the things that people normally do. Why do Christians do that? Because something on the inside is working in us to produce a fruit on the outside. And it starts when the Holy Spirit gives us the will. The will. When you're an unbeliever, sin is very nice. You actually brag about sin. But when you become a believer in Christ, you find something starts to work on your inside. Your appetite changes, your desire changes, the things that you want changes. The old chorus says, the things I used to do, I do them no more. Now you want to live right. Who put that will in you? The energeo of God, the engine of God, the energy of God. God is at work in us. First to give us a will. And then, not only to will, but the passage says, and to do of his good pleasure. To do, to have the drive. Not just to want and say, oh, I want to do it, but the drive to get it done. So whatever we do as Christians is based on what God is doing inside us. He's at work in us. Somebody say, God is at work in me to give me a will and a drive to do the right thing. That is God's engine. So for a Christian, you're going to always have this something inside you that is working like an engine. And what is doing? What is it doing? It's giving you a will. It's giving you a desire to do the will of God. Now, left to you by yourself, you don't want to do it. But because this thing is working inside you, it is driving you. And if you learn to follow what is at work in you, you will produce the results that God is looking for. Something on the inside is working on the outside. The desire to live holy, the desire to live righteous, the desire to overcome sin, the desire to overcome temptation doesn't come naturally to any human being. It is a working of the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of us. God is at work in us as an engine to do of his good pleasure. How does God work in us? How does he work in us? And this affects every area of our lives, not only about living a holy life or a righteous life, but also becoming the person that God wants you to be, overcoming. If God wants you to be prosperous, you don't get prosperous on the outside. He starts by doing it on the inside before it becomes outside. So how does he do that? Four things that I would want to recommend to you. First is that he assures us of his presence within. One of the first things that God does in us is to make us know that he is with us. To make you know that he is with you. In the Old Testament, God's people face the challenges of the world with the assurance that God is with them. When David faced Goliath, here is a teenager facing this huge giant. How is David going to deal with the Goliath of his life? David was able to face Goliath because he was confident that God was with him. God is with me. In the Old Testament, people faced challenges because they knew God was with them. Now, in the New Testament, we don't face challenges because we know God is with us. That is Old Testament. In the New Testament, we face our challenges because we know God is in us. For God is at work in you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Now, so whereas the Old Testament believer, David and Daniel, and they'll say, oh, God is with me, so I can face all things. We say in the New Testament, God is in me, so I can face all things. He lives in me. He's at work in me, so I can do all things that he wants me to do. God is at work in me. He assures you of his presence within. When a believer is faced with a difficult situation, the first point of strength is the assurance that God is in him, Christ is in him, there will be a glorious end. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God is at work in us. Secondly, what is he doing in us? He plants his purposes in our hearts. He plants his purposes in our hearts. In addition to knowing that God lives in us, he also makes us aware that he has a purpose for our lives. Gives us a sense of destiny. Makes us aware that our lives are part of a grand design. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 says that he has planted eternity in our hearts. He plants his purposes in our hearts. God is at work in us. How do we know he's at work in us? He tells us that he's in us. He assures us. And then he plants his purposes in our hearts. For every Christian, God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for you. Now, in the Old Testament, people discovered the purpose of God mostly because somebody told them. Once in a while is because it came into their heart. But most time a prophet will go and tell them that God is with you. Like David. David is heading the sheep. Probably he thought his life is supposed to be a shepherd. And then one day the prophet Samuel comes and says, God has a purpose for your life. You're going to be a king. Esther is just in the palace of the queen enjoying queenship. And then one day, his uncle tells him, God has a purpose for you. You've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. In the Old Testament, people waited for God, for somebody to tell them about God's purpose. But in the New Testament, you don't wait for anybody to tell you about God's purpose for you. He's going to plant it inside you. He's going to plant it inside you. From the age of 14, when I was just a young teenager, without any physical evidence, I knew I was going to be a pastor. I knew I was going to be a preacher. Did I know how to preach? No. Did I look like a likely preacher? No. I was a very quiet, shy, timid boy whose life was not impressive. But I knew that God's hand was upon me. I remember so well, I was lying down in our family bedroom. And when I say family bedroom, it was a one room and there were about six of us in the room. And there were two beds in that bedroom. I went back to that house, looked at the room and wondered how we could put two beds there. But there were two beds there and then there was a floor. I was sleeping on the floor. And in that room, I remember one day I was just sleeping on the floor, just there, and just something just told me that God was going to use me to preach His word. Now, if you saw me, you wouldn't think so. And I never told anybody. I never went to tell anybody, oh, I'm going to be a preacher. But from that day, I had known without any shadow of doubt that God had called me. Nobody confirmed it. As a matter of fact, the people who should confirm it said I wasn't called. When I wanted to be a pastor, I went to the church I belonged to and spoke to the pastors and said that God had called me. They said, no, I didn't look like a called person. And I didn't look qualified to go to a seminary to be trained to become a pastor. Because nothing in my life gave the impression that I had what I said I had. But you know, as Christians in the New Testament, we don't wait for a prophet to tell us, or even a man of God to tell us what we're supposed to do with our lives. God plants eternity in our hearts. Something on the inside is working on the outside. It's God who plants it. So some of you are sitting down there. You may look like normal, ordinary, everybody, but something is boiling on the inside. It's almost like an engine has started on the inside of you, and it is just kicking you. But when you look at your life, you say, how can I do it? How can I do it? How can I do it? It's not about how you can do it. It's about whether what is working inside you has the power to produce the result. Somebody says, something is working inside me. God plants destiny in our hearts. And it may be totally opposite to your personality. What I do is very opposite my personality. You know, my personality, I would love to live on a mountain somewhere, have a nice cottage on a mountain, get up in the morning, read books, pray, think, eat, and wake up the next morning. That's if I had to choose my life. As a matter of fact, when I was younger, at a point I thought I was going to be a monk, going to live somewhere. All the heroes, the people I really admire, were very lonely people out there somewhere, thinking, contemplating, and reading, and living a quiet life. But here am I, not living a quiet life, standing before people in many countries and preaching and talking and encouraging people and helping people to know God. What is working in me is not based on what I am physically. It is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. I came here to tell somebody that you feel that engine, that energeo inside you. Don't ever say, well, but I don't qualify, but I don't seem to have what it takes. It is God who is at work in you. He plants destiny on the inside of you, and don't ever forget it. He plants destiny. Third thing God does in us, He helps us from within to do what He wants us to do. He gives us His Holy Spirit, the great enabler. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts and abilities that our natural genes did not give us. Gives us courage. I believe in natural talent. I believe that people must discover their talent. But I also believe that there are certain things your father and mother may not give you. May not give you. People have called me a speaker, that I'm a great speaker. And I think I can agree to that. But just looking at my ancestry, both immediate and remote, I can't really find, I've tried it. I said, so which part of me is this and which part is that? And trying to do all the analysis. And I can't just find a physical connection to who I am now. The conclusion I can come to is that when God is at work in you, He gives you what your parents didn't give you. He gives you what your natural genetic disposition and temperament doesn't give you. It is called the gifts of the Spirit. It's called the enablement of the Spirit. So you may find your parent, your father is this way, your mother is this way, but your life is going opposite all of them. Why? Because it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Don't just look at your life and say, well, this is how my father was, this is how my mother was, this is how, oh, I'm going to end up that way. Well, yeah, if you end that way if you never had Jesus Christ in your heart. But if you had Jesus in your heart and the Holy Spirit is in your heart, then you're not going to end up like your father or like your mother, because God is at work in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Somebody says something on the inside is working on the outside. Something inside you is working on the outside. And He helps you. He gives you what natural talent doesn't give you. And He encourages us to remain faithful. One of the things God does in us is to comfort and encourages us. The certainty of life is that sooner or later you will suffer one setback or the other. You'll be tempted to give up. You'll feel as if the challenges facing you are insurmountable. In those moments, when you look at it naturally, you just feel throwing the towel. This is the end. I can't move on any longer. But whilst everything says it's impossible, the energeo, something on the inside, is telling you, you will overcome this. You will reign. You will overcome this. It's going to be all right. You will be the winner. The end will be good. Where is that coming from? Not from the circumstance. Not even from all your friends who are giving you all the advice. But something on the inside just tells you, keep moving on and you are going to win and you are going to overcome. Don't ever ignore the engine of God that works on the inside, assuring you of His presence, giving, planting destiny in your heart, helping you from the inside and encouraging you to live the life of God. Because it is that which is working in you which will help you to work out something on the outside. If you ignore what is working on the inside of you, you will never see anything on the outside. I came here to tell somebody that God is at work in you. He is at work in you. He's planted destiny. He's planted purpose in you. Some of you are sitting down here. Nobody may regard you, but you believe you're going to touch the world. You believe you're going to change nations. You believe nations will hear of you. You believe you're going to overcome. You believe that you're going to be the head. Some of you have ideas all in the inside of you that doesn't make sense. And even if you tell me, I may tell you it doesn't make sense. But thank God I'm not God. It is God who is at work in us. Somebody says something is working on my inside. And for those of you who are young people, don't ever ignore what is working on the inside. It's good to have good advisors, good counselors, people to endorse you. These days I see young people are looking for endorsement. They're so desperate for human endorsement. They want somebody to pat them on the back and say, you are okay. You know, nobody ever told me I was okay. Nobody. I don't have a mentor in life. Never had a mentor. Never had anybody who said, men say you can do it. Oh, you can do it. Do it that. Nobody. Because all the people I knew at the time I was beginning thought I was totally disqualified. My personality, everything about me, they said, you just, even my best friend, when I told him what God had told me, he said, you are a fool. And I don't blame him. So if all you're doing in life, my young people, is looking for an adult to encourage you and to push you up, You are in a sorry state in life. Because life is not achieved by endorsement. It is the power of God at work in you, both to will and to do. Somebody say something on the inside is working on the outside.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otterville@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.